To help them, I brought all these boys, like a naughty boy, not knowing everything. He also likes monkeys. Also he told. I brought him. You should help them. I told that I will carry your order to my ability. And then he became. He also called up them, and I told that you should not think that he is going to die. But this is a play, a role. He is going to serve eternally to his master, divine couple, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. And in one body he will be here forever to nourish you. He can have so many shapes as Krishna has said. Like Narada, you know, he has lakhs and lakhs shapes. Also Yashodama, Nanda Baba, all are lakhs and lakhs manifestations. In this way he will be here. And always among you, giving inspirations and making arrangements. But if you think that he is mortal mind, then everything will be at fault. You should not think. Don't quarrel among you for money, wealth, reputation and everything. You should try to fulfill his mission, what he wants to do. Try to honor all devotees, whether they are in Kanishtha Adhikari or Madhyam or Uttam. Right. If there are no devotees, also not initiation, heaven, if they are chanting Hare Krishna, you should honor all. As a family, we are all in the family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I remember all these things. I think that he has dropped me here. And if he is seeing all these things, Lord Narayan Maharaj is here in my 22nd avenue here. He has been in California. He has been to Manor in England. He was in Los Angeles. And everywhere he is showing me that, oh, here I have done this here. Through you now. So I am so much fortunate to come to this place and to take this seat of Swami here. It is so much Mahamahatis. Like Haridas Thakur, when he left his body, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself carried him and he gave samadhi with his own hand and told that now this is Maha 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 Tirtha. He was at first Tirtha, but by the touching the 4 feet of Haridas Thakur, it has become so powerful Maha Tirtha. So it is also on the sea coast, perhaps eastern coast, and in western coast, California and all places, Los Angeles even, they are all places. They have become so Mahatirtha. So my first mission is now fulfilled. And I want his mercy. That where he is, I should go there to meet my Gurudev and him and to serve Kanchugal, divine couple. But I am waiting. When they will call, I will go. But too, I will have to be in Vrindavan, Mathura and all the places, practicing Srina Dapi Sunichena Tarurapi Sarasuna Manina Manade. Shri Gauranga bolite have pulaka shari. Rupa rakhunate haibe akuti kabe ami bujhabate. Like this. Our ultimate goal to serve Srimati Radhika. That she told, Yadurani told. I don't tell her. Yadurani, but I used to tell her by the name of Shyamrani. First, she was in drowning in his world things. Swamiji took her and he gave in the service of Krishna. Jadu is Krishna and Jadu Rani. And then I told her, better if you can start her and Krishna. Swamiji has promoted to this. I want that by his grace you should be Shyam Rani. So she told the main object of Swamiji to come here, not to be the servant of Krishna. He is crooked and sometimes he is so hard. But Srimati Radhika is so soft, sweet, fragrant, everything. Krishna has admitted in Chaitanya Chaitamrita that my Guru is Srimati Radhika and we will have to serve. And for this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world. This is the first mission and most important mission of Swami. He lost his so much time in clearing Mayavad, Karmavad, Gyanvad, Yogavad, everything. Cutting jungles and to make a very clear path. And then he gets the seed of bhakti, and that is called to serve Krishna, the issue. And it will come in the shape of outwardly, sraddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav. And then nothing in this world to do. Prem will come in next birth when we will be in Vrindavan. So he has come to meet this. Not to be in, always in lower class, always doing the service at first he gave, only to distribute books, to do something, to write something, to do kirtan in the streets. We'll have to go up. We'll have to do also and we'll have to go up. Shraddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti. What is asakti? What is ruchi? What is bodh? What is vishuddha sattva? We'll have to do. Not only that kirtan doing, but that is. And that kirtan is of Kanishtha Rigai. Names are of so many kinds. When a man being in the worldly things, if he chants and knows that this body I am this body, then his name is third class. Not pure. As much as he develops his Krishna consciousness, name goes pure and pure. When there are offenses, when there are worldly intoxications and all these things, by this name we can have some wealth, reputation, all these things. Sometimes if Namavas we can go to, we can have a liberation, but not bhakti at all. By the grace of Gurudev, we will develop our heart in the stage of Ruchi. Then we will see. We are in line. And then Nam will be somewhat perfect. When offenses will go, and Shuddha Nam, pure Nam will come. And then we will realize, I want this thing. I want the same affection and love for the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise we will never know what was the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what was the mission of our disciplic order, Gurudev, and also the Buddha. We will think that he was only like us. He has preached some name. But this is not only the glory of our Gurudev, Rupa Swamiji, his glory was that he was, before engaged, he is always engaged in the service of Radha and Krishna. Mercifully he has come to this world. And he has given something. So we should try to know him and to glorify him and to preach his mission to this world. We should be stayed in one platform, but we will develop our most part. I pray here in the lotus feet of Swamiji that he is fit to be placed to greet more mercy, so that he will be able to understand him in real. Guru Prachodaya, you know this mantra? Third mantra? Guru Prachodaya. What is the meaning? Who are you? How are you? What is your share? What is your duty? What is your service to Krishna? And Krishna? Krishna? And Krishna? Krishna who is? Srimati Radhika. This is manifesting our hearts. If you will do this mantra very carefully, it comes from concentration. He will reveal his whole self. Then you see. Now we are seeing him not in his real self. Continue to see Krishna, but not real self. Oh, he is like man. Duryodhana used to see him, Krishna. Never he has any conception that he is Krishna. So we have seen, perhaps we have no real conception. If you chant that mantra very interesting, honorable, then he may show us that he may manifest. If he has, we have seen him, anyone in this world, he cannot go down.
Fall down.
But I wish that so many disciples shall fall down, give it their renounce order. Where are the persons of Bhagavan Das,
Brahmananda,
Bhavananda? Where they are? If they have seen him and if they have served him, if they have served him for a moment, then he never fall. But I see there, serve him is outward. So there are so many devotees I know that they are thinking that we accept him so much and serving. But I see very rare. You are serving. You are all very good disciples of Swamiji. No ego. Nothing to control anyone. Any devotee, real devotee, cannot control anyone. But we are trying to control. Oh, we are all monarchs. We have become monarchs. And we have served him and served him. But I know that very rare person can do. We have seen him from all parties. We should try to see him in
internal,
and to follow him. If anyone follow him at very little, he will surely have the Krishna prema and go through. I know. So we are begging to his mercy, his lotus feet, that he should bestow his mercy more and more, that those who have come in his contact for a moment, those who have felt, yet this is written more. All to come. I think that they will have some chance. Even they have been fallen. If they have not done offense. But knowingly, if anyone will do offense, they will have to go very far away and they will never return in Krishna consciousness. So I want that he should be merciful to all, So again, they should come, and with a very bona fide way, we should all serve him on a disciplined line. We should honor all the gurus from Krishna to up to date. And we should try to serve. I say to him that you should also give manifest mercy to me also. I have come for this, not to make any disciple, not for any money, nothing else. Some are thinking like them, as they thought Prabhupada or myself, but I have come only to fulfill his mission, to carry his orders, and I am thinking that my mission is successful. So only his bliss, his mercy I want, nothing else. Gaur Premanande Swami Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj ki
Mr. Pumpkin Square Park, Prabhupada Brahmananda Rai Rama.
He was a thin man.
This is upstairs. We'll show you the apartment. This is upstairs in the apartment. And Prabhupada on a morning walk uptown, right by this neighborhood. This is also the park.
Yes.
Coat and pants also.
No,
dhuti.
Sannyasa.
Coat from up.
This is
the, he used to bring this carpet out to the park. Yeah.
This
is
the temple here. Right here, and this
is Gadarani. Gadarani is here? Yeah. Where?
Oh,
this is Gadarani?
Yeah, and this is...
Very long, eh?
Yeah, oh? 90 and Prabhupada is here.
This is
the front of this building.
Yes.
Just as it is now. Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan's party. Would you like to see the courtyard where Prabhupada
is? Yes, so many. Now I thought, I have known that if you are in this city, taking some Sanskrit classes.
Yeah, here I was.
Here in college?
Not anymore.
But now, don't come to India. Just a try. I'm inviting you. I want to bring him. Not for here. But anyhow, I'm so pleased.
Yeah.
So glad to meet you.
I come again to Madrid.
Yes.
But this old ceiling, pipe, old floor.
This were also old
floors,
and everything was old. But here, after college.
Kind of plastic beach chair, and the devotees would sit right around here. And we used to have the first Sunday feast every Sunday.
Yeah.
In 66 and 67 here and in the temple room. These two windows here are when some karmis live inside, so we can't go. Yeah, so we can't go in. But in there, Prabhupada translated teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Nectar of Devotion, so many books. And he performed the first initiations. He made so many disciples there. Hayagriva.
International Society also here.
Also here, up there.
There was
signing, established. Hayagriva used to type up there. Satsrup Maharaj used to type Prabhupada's books up there.
Yes.
They used to prepare the Sunday feasts up there.
Kirtananda cooking.
Yeah.
Cooking.
when you join
here,
huh?
No,
where and not anymore. Only
April 19th, 1967. I joined. 66, I came. She was the first one to speak to me.
She was in 66. She was here.
Also, she used to paint upstairs pictures of Vishnu Tattva. So I liked pictures of Prajumna. So Guru Maharaj asked her what name I should give him. She says, oh, he likes Prajumna. That's his name. So we have old connections.
Very senior.
Yes.
He used to come to Mathura. And anyone coming in India, he used to take them with and to meet.
He was so fond of me and very
so fond of me.
My request is that never go living Krishna. Forever you should be in Krishna consciousness. So, and have a faith in Krishna name, Krishna remember.
They
used to give me so many books, so many things. Anything good,
he used to come to me and be here. So I cannot forgive
for that. Always, anyone comes to India,
after that is Pradum.
Where is Pradum? What he is doing? I am now glad that you are still
you're rotting here.
Now we should go.
Go, Prama!
Hare Hare Ho!
Here
and in front.
He has many times flattered me. Most astoundingly, once he called me his old colleague. And I'm very happy that somewhere he's included me in his entourage. Maharaj spoke many wonderful things. I know everyone couldn't hear everything that he was saying, but there are tape recorders here and there are many devotees. I seem to recall something similar that our Guru Maharaj, Swami Maharaj, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada was saying in relation to how this Brahman, he has cut off the slok, and then this has come on the... So this is... Srila Prabhupada was saying, like that, maybe someone like Jadarani would remember. I don't remember exactly. But the words of the Mayavadi, they are like the whip on the body of Krishna. Actually, he cannot be whipped, but still, we are saying like that. That he has cut with the red pen, and so this red line. So who gives this impersonal commentary to Bhagavad Gita by his speech? His speech is very cutting, very painful to Krishna, and more painful to the devotees. The devotees cannot tolerate that. So we're very happy that Maharaj has come to New York. He has saved the best for last. I told him, you're going, Maharaj, to the Big Apple. So Big Apple. This is the Big Apple, Maharaj.
Yes.
So Swami Maharaj came first to the Big Apple and began his preaching mission here. And it has always remained as a special place in the hearts of all the devotees worldwide. So about Srila Prabhupada's coming here, I want to say something in relation to that. It is about seva, service, and service necessity, or the necessity of service. When service becomes most valuable. There are many branches of service. This Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Satyam, Atmanivedanam. Nine branches in devotional service. These are performed by devotees in various stages of devotional service. And we are studying that in our books. But more importantly is that we try to follow that. And Maharaj is told, one cannot remain a Kanishtha Adhikari forever. It's absolutely no credit to our Guru Maharaj to say that we are always on the lower level. It's absolutely no credit to him. Only we can give credit to our Guru Maharaj when we come to the higher level. There is no question of being a Prabhupada Nuga or a follower of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, or for that matter, even a follower of Sri Bhakti Swami Prabhupada, or a follower of any acharya in our sampradaya, unless one has become Rupa Nuga. Unless we have become a follower of Sri Rupa, we have not really become a follower of our Guru Maharaj. Is it right, Maharaj? His message is to make us Rupa Nuga. Actually, we can say Prabhupada Nuga, but this is not pleasing to him. I never heard any disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur tell, we are Prabhupada Nuga.
Yes.
Therefore, we are Rupa Nuga.
Yes. Same
wine in different bottles. A miracle done, your divine grace, Srila Prabhupada wrote. And so, service is valued according to the necessity. Krishna does not like complacency amongst his devotees. And that is our all-time classic disease here in the Western world. We become complacent. Huh? Oh, Prabhupada gave so many books. We don't need more. But actually, who's reading those books? And even who's reading those books, which sections of those books are we reading? We're reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, but which section? Mahaprabhu eating much prasadam in the bags of Raghava Pandit. This one we're reading. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touring South India, going from place to place to place, getting Harinam. But Ramananda Sambhad, that we're not reading. The talks of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and actually there are five conversations. Ramananda Sambhad, Rupa Shiksha, Sanatan Shiksha, Prakashananda Saraswati, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Five conversations. That is that philosophy. People are telling, oh, that is philosophy. But without that philosophy, we will not become eligible to taste any ras or any prem. And when that philosophy comes, then we're yawning. We have something to do, someplace to go. There are hundred slokas in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that have come from the very lips of Sri Radhika and Lord Govinda, but we're not reading them. And when reading them, we're falling asleep. Then we're telling everything is in Prabhupada's books. Then we have got some type of lethargy. To break that lethargy, Krishna is sending his men. Maharaj has come to help us break this lethargy. Srila Sridhar Maharaj, our Shiksha Guru, he used to say, you are sons of nectar. You are born of nectar. You are meant to taste nectar. Where are you without nectar? Simply on the desert of material existence. So it is not suffice to say, we have enough. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never told like that. Mahaprabhu did not say, oh, I have so much. He may have said, oh, I had, now I have lost that. Six Goswamis are roaming through Vrindavan. And they are wondering, always searching. What is the slok? Hey, Raj, hey, Rajadeva, Ki, Saralite. And our Srila Prabhupada, he came here chanting that slok.
Yes.
He came here singing Sad Goswami Astakam.
And weeping.
And weeping. Once I heard my god sister Jadarani, 2-3 years ago, I went to a Gaur Purnima festival in Mayapur. Not as an official member, but I wandered there in the night. So, there was a Prabhupada memorabilia night, and many devotees assembled in a pandal. So, I just sat in the corner, somewhat in the shadows in the evening, and watched the proceedings. Many older devotees were there, and one godbrother, previously from Australia, Madhuvisa Prabhu, he was master of ceremonies. giving the microphone to various devotees. And each and every, at least on that night, each and every remembrance of Srila Prabhupada resulted in laughter. Resulted in laughter, in happy times and good remembrances. By and by, the microphone came to Jadaran. Then I thought, I must hear something more from Jadarani, because she has come in the association of our Sri Padmarayan Maharaj. So she must say something more than what we've heard so far. And I was recalling also that just that very day, I had gone to darshan to our Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj at his ashram at Gopinath Puri Maharaj. And I asked him something about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. And just mentioning the name of his Guru Maharaj, he entered into very, very deep mood. Actually, I asked him, are there any tape recordings of Sarasvati Thakur? He becomes very intense in his mood of remembrance of his Guru Maharaj. And he looked at me like I was the grand fool on the earth. And he told me, Baba, Guru Maharaj Sarasvati Thakur is here in front of us always. So that evening I was remembering that incident with Srila Pramod Puri Maharaj. So I thought, what type of remembrance is it of our Guru Maharaj that always ends in laughter? That is not sufficient, actually. Although we will remember these happy times, but long after his departure, we should try to remember something very substantial and very deep about him. So then our Jadarani began to tell a story which Srila Prabhupada told her, maybe 1967. It was a story about Jayadeva Goswami, who was writing Gita Govinda. And he began to write a verse. That verse begins, Dehi Pada. Then he thought, what is this? Where does this impure thought come from? He abandoned his writing. This sloka also telling, as Maharaj said, what is Seva Kunj? How Govinda has served the lotus feet of Sri Radhika and Gopi. So like that, in a very strong way, Krishna is begging desperately Srimati Radharani for her forgiveness and for her puddha. So Jayadeva Goswami thought, what is this? This is some impure thought that's come within me. He abandoned his writing. Srila Prabhupada was telling the story to Jadarani, and as the story was unfolding, at least it was my perception that she was trying to take the remembrance beyond just the normal remembrance. That actually our Guru Maharaj came here with something very sweet and very divine, but he could not find a proper ear to receive the full-fledged meaning of his message. If someone studies analytically the tapes and the activities of our Srila Prabhupada, he begins talking about Vrindavan, Sri Rupa Goswami, Radha Govinda. You just see even those recorded lectures on Radhastani, and you will see a gradual progression from the higher to the lower. Until his last day, simply he's telling, life comes from life, not from matter. You understand what I'm saying? He came with the message of Sri Rupa, but the Adhikari, to hear that and to understand that was lacking. So, according to the necessity, he gave and he gave and he gave and he gave. And in his last breath, actually, he was giving Bhaktivedanta Institute and arranging so many things, how the scientists should come to this understanding that life comes from life, not from matter. But we are thinking that this is the sum and substance of Krishna consciousness. Vegetarianism, life comes from life. You're not this body. Karma. These are all Mayavad and Buddhistic theories also. Jayanta Sarasvati of Kanti Forum, he'll agree with you 100% on that. Furthermore, we are now telling everyone that we came from the eternal pastimes of Krishna to rot here in this material world. And Jayanta Sarasvati at Kanti, first class, he will agree with you, yes, you're Golok, your Vaikuntha, it is a fallible place. It is wrought with disaster. But our Brahma, then you will find the ultimate peace, ultimate rest. Basically, the principles in Mayavad and these things, this is not Krishna consciousness, actually. Even our four regulative principles, we wouldn't think to live without them, but you can follow them till the end of time and not produce any Krishna bhakti. Any Krishna bhakti whatsoever. But, same time, if you want to be sahajya and rascal and do all nonsense things, still, we will not see Krishna bhakti there either. We give the example of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He becomes guru of Gadadhar Pandit. When Gadadhar Pandit first came to see him, what he saw? Pundarik Vidyanidhi had a turban, jewels, costly perfume, beautiful bungalow, smoking a hookah also. Gadadhar Pandit thought only thought. What type of a Vaishnava is this? No kundimala, no sika, no tilak, no trappings and dressings as a Vaishnava. Oh, suddenly there he possibly made some offense. And then, Maharaj, who is by his side?
Mukunda. Returned to Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu gave Mukunda Prabhu.
To take him there. Mukunda chanted one shloka from Bhagavad.
Parahapida. And Aho Bhakini.
Aho Bhakini. Then you can find these shlokas. I'm not good at remembering many shlokas. Please excuse me.
Go on.
Then he saw a transformation in Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He became mad, throwing his turban from his head, breaking his cloth and his jewelry, smashing his water pot, pounding his feet, and crying. And crying, oh, what is the wonder, what is the mercy of my Lord? Huh? Because he has given such great mercy to the Putana demon. She has come to kill Krishna. But he is so kind. She has come as mother. He has extracted little bit of reality from her approach, and he has given her all success in Vatsalya Raj. So then Gadadhar Pandit realized, oh, this is a Vaishnava. But generally, the Vaishnava is coming like Maharaj. He is in good dress and tilak and sika and showing us the way in that way. But that is not the standard of a Vaishnava, only these rules. Only we are telling everyone, simply chant 16 rounds daily, follow the four regular principles. You will develop the perfection of life. Yes, that is true, because if you do that, sincerely, that will lead you to other stages in Krishna consciousness. And then your life goes upside down and goes backwards, and so many problems begin to happen. You'll have to leave so many things in order to achieve that. So, Krishna very much values the service of his devotees according to necessity. And one who is preaching amongst the devotees, Krishna says, is very dear to him. And one who comes to awaken us from our lethargy in Krishna consciousness and to pursue vigorously the lotus feet of Krishna at Vrindavan, not just anywhere. We are of a particular type of devotion in Vrindavan. We are not for Dwarka, actually. We are not for Vaikuntha. One devotee recently said to me, if I can get Vaikuntha, I'll be very happy with that. I said, why? You are a Prabhupada man. You're always telling me, you are the Prabhupada man. I am the outside man. But I can tell you that Prabhupada is not in Vaikuntha. So why do you want to go to Vaikuntha? And also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not in Vaikuntha. And Nityananda Prabhu is not in Vaikuntha. So how can we be satisfied with Vaikuntha? We cannot be satisfied. Satisfaction is our enemy. We must always hanker more and more in the line of Sri Rupa. And that was the teaching of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Not simply chant, dance, and be happy. This is happiness. Someone told Swami Maharaj looks very sad in one photo. He told, no, it is great happiness.
Against
Huh? No. So, what service Maharaj is doing for our Srila Prabhupada and for the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for coming on this world tour in his advanced age and taking all difficulties, he's getting supreme mercy. He's getting the mercy of his Guru and his Guru Varga. He's getting the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, whole bunch of tattva, all members of the Gaudiya Sampradaya giving mercy, and all members of Goloka also giving their mercy. So what we should do, Maharaj will go away in a few days. Again become complacent. Oh, I have heard from sadhu. Yes, we have heard from sadhu. Now we must become thirsty after that. Many of you should take the opportunity and follow immediately to India. Those that cannot should group together, make your sangha, and not simply for what we call dollars, diplomacy, and despotism. Not for these things, but for the real purpose of Krishna consciousness. Saraswati Thakur once said that in Mayapur function, so many people came, very nice speeches. Of course, Maharaj may not say that now, but Saraswati Thakur said, please, now don't. Maharaj has put before you the wares of the spiritual world. Those things which Prabhupada said, don't show to people, ordinary people. He has put a sample of the very high wares that are being sold in the marketplace of the holy name, where Haridas Thakur is the supreme acharya. Where merchants are Rupa and Sanatana and Raghunath Das and Bhakti Manoj Thakur. He's shown the wares. But it is sad that in the name of Srila Prabhupada, many people are denying these things. One very old devotee said, you know, those are the people who say that serving Radharani is more important than serving Krishna. So I thought, well, which camp do you belong to? Maybe he's with Chandravali. And let me just say one little thing before I start talking. Maharaj, in this place, there is Radha Govinda. Maybe we cannot see, but there is Radha Govinda, deity that Swami Maharaj brought here. And he called it as Radha Govinda.
Yes, maybe that accent and he has just
come. No, this one. No.
Very broad.
The little ones you sent,
yeah.
Then one big one,
yes.
The Gayatri Devi, Rajmata at Jaipur, at Govindaji's temple, in the Mahal, in the palace, she had some big deities of Radha Govinda. And when Swami Maharaj made a program there in 1971 or 2, then she was very charmed, and she gave those. Then they came from here, and then Prabhupada told her from Radha Govinda. So anyway, I don't want to teach you more because I'm taking Maharaj's time now.
No, you're not taking my time.
Enough time. So maybe there's some questions the devotees would like to ask Maharaj or whatever you desire.
One thing I
want to
say.
I'm so much fortunate to touch Swami Maharaj in so many ways. In his last days, that he was there, so many devotees were there. He called me, I was there. The very day when he was departing from this world to his Master Radha and Govinda Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. And he took my hand in his hand, waiting something. And he told that I am so happy to have you. Have some wishes, you can fulfill. I want that you should give my samadhi within your own hands, with Vedic months. I know that you are so much
qualified.
And experience in this thing. There were so many God brothers of Swamiji and all senior Vedic members also were there in front of me. He told me, he also told that after my going, will also manage my last muhotsav, the Ram separation
festival.
We also invite them to give some donations to all the temples as you like. What to think in it? It depends on you. One thing more I want to you, that you should be always helpful to my disciples. I brought them from various countries, from whole world. But I know that they are like child. You should support, you should nourish them, and you should try to train out to them. I told that I am your disciple. I know that you are my shiksha guru from very beginning. So I will carry your all orders. I am fortunate to carry your orders my gate. And after that, when I came from there, he could not speak a word to anyone. This was the last word, and he departed from this world forever. But I know, I told that all the disciples were there, that you should not think that he has left his body and he is there. He is even today here. If you are so honorable and sincere, he will inspire you in all this and his mercy will come to you. So don't think that he is dead. He is so alive and he is forever he is here. So don't think that we have become orphans. He is so merciful and he will give mercy inspired here in here. So you should try to fulfill his mission, what he has begun. I think that his mission is more to do.